This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives meeting on the way to discuss various bills and respond to lawmakers' queries. Lawmakers call for greater private sector role in infrastructure development during parliamentary committee meeting. Rawghat hydropower project in Magdi completed, trial power generation begins, and UK Prime Minister Burnham pledges support for Ukraine during Kiev visit. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives is on the way at the Federal Parliament in Simhadarbar. The meeting is discussing several bills, with ministers expected to respond to lawmakers' queries. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle is scheduled to propose sending the First Amendment Bill on the remuneration and services of constitutional office bearers to the relevant committee for further discussion. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Kunal will propose sending the Passport First Amendment Bill to the concerned committee. Similarly, Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security Sita Badi will propose forwarding the Human Trafficking and Transportation Control First Amendment Bill, while Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari will propose sending the Mines and Minerals Bill to the relevant committee. Meanwhile, lawmakers have emphasized greater private sector participation in infrastructure development projects through sustainable policies and legal reforms. Speaking at a meeting of the Infrastructure Development Committee of the House of Representatives today, lawmakers called for increased private investment in sectors including waste management, energy and hydropower. They also stressed the need to remove legal hurdles and ensure transparency in public-private partnership projects. Business leaders called for an intricate master plan covering roads, digital infrastructure, water resources, energy and urban infrastructure. They also urged the government to ensure investment and resources before launching projects and facilitate private sector participation in energy and electricity trade. Likewise, the Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee of the House of Representatives has discussed growing human-wildlife conflicts and measures to protect farmers. The committee was presented with a report prepared by a technical task force formed by the Ministry of Agriculture, Forest and Environment. According to the report, around 112,000 rhesus monkeys are found in forests across the country. A study conducted in 44 local levels found that monkeys had damaged crops in 53% of agricultural areas surveyed. The task force said rhesus monkeys are more aggressive among the four types of monkeys found in Nepal and recommended measures to control the population and reduce crop damage. The report stressed the need for human-wildlife coexistence and scientific management of wildlife to provide relief to affected farmers. In the meeting, lawmakers also urged the government to control stray cattle and manage wildlife that damages crops. Construction of the 40-megawatt Rawghat hydropower project in Magdi has been completed, with trial power generation set to begin. The project, promoted by Rawghat Hydropower Limited, a subsidiary of the Nepal Electricity Authority, has completed physical construction and equipment installation. Project officials site testing of the dam, tunnel, water, retention ponds and switch yards has been successful. Trial generation from 120-megawatt unit has also begun. Officials expect trial generation to continue for about a week to 10 days before commercial power production. The project has faced repeated delays due to the COVID-19 pandemic, floods, landslides and shortages of construction materials. Its completion deadline was extended four times. The project is expected to generate 40 megawatts of electricity for the national grid. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Federal Affairs and General Administration, Prativa Raval, has assured landless residents that the government will expedite the distribution of land ownership certificates. Speaking to landless residents in Kanchanpur, Minister Raval said legal reforms have been introduced to simplify the process and the District Land Commission will speed up the distribution of land ownership documents. She also called for further legal reforms to address the land-related problems of landless people across the country. Minister Raval also said people displaced by Suklafata National Park that a commission to address their concerns would be formed within a week. Bursa National Park has begun the Conservation Assured Tiger Standards certification process to strengthen tiger conservation in line with international standards. The number of adult tigers in the park has increased from 41 in 2022 to 71 in the latest census this year. A workshop was held at the park to begin preparations for the certification, including self-assessment, management improvement, and evidence collection. Officials said conservation assured tiger standards will assess not only tiger numbers, but also habitat, prey protection, scientific monitoring, tourism, and community participation. Park officials stressed the need to improve human-tiger coexistence and assure the safety of local communities. The certification process will now move through registration, self-assessment, improvement planning, national review, and independent evaluation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. UK Prime Minister Andy Burnham is making his first foreign visit as Prime Minister with a trip to Kyiv, where he's expected to reaffirm Britain's support for Ukraine. According to the BBC, during the visit, Burnham will chair his first meeting of the Coalition of the Willing, established by the UK and France to support Ukraine. He's also expected to announce that defense company MBDA can declassify information on UK components used in the long-range Storm Shadow missile, allowing Ukraine to develop its own long-range missiles. Burnham will also take part in Ukraine's Independence Day events and accept an award recognizing Britain's support for the country. His visit comes amid intensified Russian attacks on Ukraine, including a recent strike on a shopping center that killed at least 16 people. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Rwanda-backed M23 rebel group have agreed on a roadmap for peace talks aimed at ending years of conflict in eastern Congo. According to the BBC, the agreement was reached after 5 days of negotiations in Switzerland. In a joint statement, its two sides pledged to pursue negotiations towards comprehensive peace and agreed to establish a mechanism to monitor the ceasefire and review progress. The talks were held under the US-brokered peace framework signed in 2025, although fighting has continued in eastern DR Congo. However, differences remain over issues including sanctions against M23, the release of detainees, and the timing of political reforms. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and the Tarai regions and at many places in the hilly regions of the country. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting underway to discuss various bills and respond to lawmakers' queries. Lawmakers called for greater private sector role in infrastructure development during parliamentary committee meeting. Rowghat hydropower project in Magdi completed. Trial power generation begins. And UK Prime Minister Burnham pledges support for Ukraine during Kyiv visit. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.